AM 1450 KATE. Time for another sports preview, and we're talking Albert Lea boys soccer. Head coach Zach Luther with us here on the show. And Zach, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Now, you said you're 6 years the head coach.
Fifth year
as the head coach. And, Zach, before we talk about this year's team and talk about a nice win on opening night against Triton, last season, we always got to go back to last season, it was different for everybody. Give us a quick recap of how things went for the Albert Lea boys soccer team during the 2020 stretch.
Yeah, so, last year was a very tough year for the team. We did end up going winless last season. Got a lot of guys their first varsity minutes after graduating a really strong 2020 senior class. So last year was definitely a learning year for all of us, and not having as much of a preseason to try to get things sorted out, we definitely learned and grew on the fly. And, you know, having our pauses in the season last year with missing a week to COVID and stuff, we definitely, struggled a bit to, kind of get our feet under us.
Let's talk about this year's team, the makeup. Do you have a lot of players back from last year's squad?
Yeah, a lot of the starting lineup is returning players. I returned my entire starting midfield, three starting defenders, and some experience that kind of subs through in a couple different role position players that all get their have had their feet wet with the varsity game and can, make those contributions and not try to get caught up to the speed of things.
Zach Luther, head coach, Albert Lea boys soccer team, with us here on Kate Radio. And if you just want to talk about some of those guys, some of the key guys, your goaltender, the guys that make up this year's team.
Yeah, definitely. So a couple key players, we have a nice core of leadership. This is the most captains I've ever had on the team, but I had four guys that all kind of stood out that, kind of deserve that role, and they're extremely experienced now after playing all last year. I've got a center defender in Caden Enderle. This is his third season on varsity now. Started out as a freshman. He's a junior now. He's a center back and, brings a very calming presence to the back line and, is becoming a force back there as he's grown into the game. Got a trio of midfielders, too, that are all pretty experienced with Jared Turubiartis, one of my senior captains. He's a center mid, really controls things. A lot of the play goes through him, passes come to him. He distributes kind of the point guard style player. And then I've got two players out on the wing, outside mids, in Joseph Yoon and Tim Chalmers, that are also captains, that using their speed and their ball skills to make some plays on the outside to get us some dangerous attacking looks. There are some really nice experienced players there for us that we're going to lean heavily on this year.
Let's talk goaltending. Who's in charge of keeping the soccer ball out of the net?
Yeah, so this year we got a new goaltender in. He's a senior. Thay Tu is, projected penciled in to be our starter here. First year on varsity, got a good look at him at some scrimmages here in Fairmont to start the season, and the young man's fearless out there. If anyone gets out to a game, you'll see him. He's not the biggest guy in stature, but he plays a whole lot bigger than he really is. He'll take on anyone one-on-one as they dribble the ball towards him. Pretty solid shot stopper and surprisingly decent distribution for someone that, doesn't look like they'd have as much power on some of their kicks and throws as, other players.
Zach Luther, head coach, Albert Lea boys soccer team, joining us here on KATE. And before we talk about Tuesday night's win against Triton, let's talk about the scrimmage you mentioned in Fairmont. Did you get three or four matches in on Saturday? And let us know how the scrimmage went.
Yeah, so we were able to play three scrimmages. They're shortened games, so 25-minute halves. So it ends up being, 1.5 games total. It would earn just under two games, I guess, of true play. We lost 2-1-1. It was kind of a windy day, and we'd create a ton of opportunities in the first half when you'd have the wind. Second half, we'd be into the wind, and, things kind of tip into the other team's favor. I was really pleased all three games. We actually created more scoring chances than the other team. We just couldn't quite put them away. So first two games, we lost two very close games, 2-0, 1-0. But both times, we could have easily, put in four or five goals. And it was just like almost too nice of an opportunity that we just weren't expecting to fall right to our foot in front of the goal, and we just couldn't quite put it away. third game, we ended up winning 2-0 against Waseca, which is now a section opponent for us in our new section that we have. So that was nice to kind of, you know, fill out a team that we might be, you know, seeing in the postseason this year.
Let's talk about Tuesday night, opening night for soccer. And I read that 2016 was the last time that Albert Lea won their opener. You guys beat Triton 3-1. Congrats on the win. Yep. Recap us on the victory.
Yeah, so, you know, it was really nice getting to go over there playing a school that also has turf, which, you know, reflects a little bit on what we've been practicing on at our own field. So, nice first opponent there for us. Both of our teams were a little bit shorthanded with some, you know, early season stuff that we're working through. So it was also kind of nice to, you know, play an opponent that kind of had a similar hand dealt to us or dealt to them as we did. We got on the board early, first 5 minutes, put a goal in. Tim Chalmers made a nice move around the sideline, fought through a foul, crossed it into one of my center midfielders, Diego Balbuena Vidal. He, you know, slotted home the goal. He made the nice run, put us on the board early. Triton tied it up about 5 minutes before half. And then, you know, second half, the guys came out on a tear. Joseph Yoon, you know, my other captain outside mid there, received a pass at about midfield, and I think he took on about half of Triton's team while heading down and slotting one home in the corner on a really nice, just, you know, very skilled single one-guy play. So that was really cool. And then Raleigh Palomo, a defender, scored our third goal. Walked up, he thought he was just kind of stopping the ball from coming our direction. He was about, you know, 10 yards onto the other half of the field, so pretty close to midfield, and he just stepped up and hit the ball trying to put it back towards their end. You know, he had no intention, I don't think, of shooting it. He might tell you otherwise, but we got a fortuitous bounce off the turf, and we found the back of the net with what might have been a clear, but ended up being a goal to put us up 3-1 and really give us that pad.
3-1 victory, a nice start for the Albert Lea soccer team. Again, head coach Zach Luther joining us here on KATE, previewing the upcoming season. And, Zach, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk a bunch throughout the season, and good luck in your next game and throughout the season. But, again, we'll talk a lot more, keeping everybody up to date on what's going on with Albert Lea boys soccer. Again, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.